Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have arrested a man for his alleged involvement in a triple shooting that killed a two-year-old girl in her home earlier this week. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters, where the acting commissioner talked about the break in this case.
The city's top cop, Christine Coulter, says they were able to arrest Freddie Perez at his home in Chester last night and connect him to the shooting thanks to surveillance video of a car and the public giving police critical information.
You know, it restores my faith in saying that, you know, everybody is outraged when a child's murdered. It's not, you know, just the family or the police. It was people who didn't know the little girl.
Two-year-old Nicolette Rivera was shot and killed while in her mother's arms in their home on Water Street Sunday afternoon. The mother and a man who was there cleaning the carpets were wounded. Coulter says Perez and another man targeted the home because of a beef they were having with the girl's father, possibly over drugs. He was not home at the time. Sources tell KYW Perez confessed to being involved in the shooting, but police don't believe he was the shooter. They are looking for a second suspect. Vanguard has some explaining to do today in a story you'll only hear here on KYW News Radio. KYW's Mike Daugherty reports the company made unauthorized withdrawals from client bank accounts.
Joseph Mercedi begins every day the same way, by checking out his bank accounts. Yesterday, he noticed a small amount of money was taken from his checking account by Vanguard.
I don't know what this transaction is.
So he called Vanguard and demanded answers.
The important thing to me is that they have my checking account information. You know, they can withdraw that money. Or anyone who has access to my account information through Vanguard can withdraw that money, and I don't know who did it.
So Mercedi reached out to us for some help. We reached out to Vanguard. The company told us this affected a small number of customers, that they would not give us an actual number. Vanguard said everyone would get their money back soon. Mercedi says he has already gotten his. A compromise bill negotiated with the Wolf administration that would make major changes to voting rules in Pennsylvania has cleared a committee in the Republican-controlled State House. But Democrats are objecting, with one of them calling it a betrayal by the governor. Among the changes included in the bill is the elimination of straight party line voting. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports Governor Wolf vetoed a bill with that language earlier this year.
There were two Democrats on the panel who voted for the bill, including Pamela DeLisio, Philadelphia and Montgomery County, who believes a voting by mail provision will offset concerns about problems during the 13 hours people vote in person on Election Day.
A mail-in opportunity plus the no-excuse absentee helps to absolutely beyond mitigate that 13-hour window.
The bill would also move the deadline to register to vote from 30 days to 15 days before an election. Mayor Jim Kenney announcing his endorsement of a candidate for the Democratic presidential primary this morning.
I'm endorsing Elizabeth Warren for president because she will bring us together and put power in the hands of working families. We need Elizabeth Warren in the White House. Please join me in supporting Elizabeth Warren for president of the United States.
Mayor Kenney made the announcement on Twitter. He says the country is in crisis and needs a new president with a big vision and bold ideas. Bellmawr has shut down one of its two water treatment plants after traces of a chemical pollutant were discovered at levels higher than deemed safe in New Jersey.
Residents were alerted last week, but were told there was no emergency here, no need to boil water or anything like that. Prolonged exposure could increase blood cholesterol, impact liver and immune system function, and affect development of fetuses and infants.
The Bellmawr Borough was using water treated at its other plant where PFNA levels are within standards. The facility will remain closed until the problem is fixed. Philadelphia is one step closer to joining the growing number of cities that are banning plastic bags. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the City Council Committee has advanced a bill that would prohibit stores from providing them.
To get the bill through committee, its sponsor, Mark Squilla, had to remove a section that would allow stores to provide reusable bags for a 15-cent fee. Both his colleagues and the Kenney administration felt that would not work with the city's high poverty rate. With or without the fee, support for the ban was overwhelming, from city officials and environmentalists to neighborhood activists such as Charita Morales.
We have more plastic bags flying all over my neighborhood than birds.
Nick Esposito offered sobering facts to support that ban, including a Clean Air Council estimate that Philadelphia uses a billion bags annually and that more than a ton are fished out of the city's waterways each year. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.